Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at all. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. When was the last time CB radios were in the news? It's been a long time, I bet you. In fact, I imagine kids these days don't even know what a CB radio is. Well, Delaware has now banned the use of CB radios under certain circumstances, mainly in the car. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a little bit. But your calls come first, so we go. And Mark wanted to get back to the dog thing, the dog breeding discussion, which we'll recap for those of you just tuning in, of course. But first, Frank is in New York to start things out. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's on your mind.
The comment I wanted to make regarding the person that was the trustee for the property.
This is a woman, by the way, for our listeners just tuning in, who had called us at the end of the last hour to explain that she had 18 acres of property that was taken from her by a sleazy town selectman who managed to get somebody who was maybe not in their right mind to agree to something. And then
in her family that really had no power to sign off.
Right. And, you know, I made the comment, is the judge standing behind you with a gun? I mean, judges are always standing behind people with guns.
Well, she was talking about how great the judge was.
Yeah. In a proverbial sense, they're always standing behind people with a gun. And I am totally extrapolating and, you know, going way out on a limb to say this, but I get the impression that she doesn't want to say anything bad about this judge, but she...
She'll have to deal with him again.
On the air, or that there will be repercussions.
Right, because she lives in a town of 1,000 people, or 1,100 people, and she'll inevitably have to deal with that very same judge over again.
People are afraid of officials in government for good reason.
So basically it went to court, and the judge sided in favor of the town selectman, and the attorney of the town selectman was another judge, apparently, according to her. And as we pointed out, all these guys hang out together. They're all buddies, most likely.
Well,
so, Frank, go ahead.
To say, it's a very basic point of law, is that whosever name is on the deed has possession of the land or owns the land. So if I don't know how a person could own land, pay taxes on it for forty years, and then have it taken away from her. I have a feeling that maybe the cousin who sold the land to the windmill company, her name was on the deed, and most probably this person wasn't, and they may have had an oral agreement that was made, you know, 40 years ago that, you know, they would keep the land or they would be owners of it, but by not having their name placed on the deed, they don't own it under the law. Therefore,
you're right about that.
That would explain why, most probably, the judge gave it to the cousin, or the cousin was able to dispose of it as she chose to do, whether she was incapacitated or not. Now, my concern is this. I don't know if the person went to court with an attorney or not, but, you know, this stuff kind of happens all the time in families. That's why it's so important to have your name on the deed. You can't trust even your father, who'll make a promise that, oh, when I'm gone, this will all be yours. Because if your name is not on the deed, or the name is not in the will, you know, it's going to be a tough battle. And if the attorney that was also representing the windmill company had a judge as the counsel, with another judge who was a friend, I mean, that's conflict of interest and would demand ethically under the Bar Association.
Yeah, but there's always a conflict of interest. There's always a conflict of interest because it's always the judge who's working for the state and the prosecutor who's working for the state in most court cases.
That's a criminal case.
Yeah, in a criminal case. But it's very frequently you can easily find conflicts of interest.
Yeah, but the point is, without knowing all of the context regarding who owned what was on the deed, the whole thing, it's hard to make a judgment or hard to know what's happened. But the point is, she didn't say that her name was on the deed.
She did not.
If it had been, then she would have been able to do what she wanted with the land. Now, unless there's eminent domain where the government comes in and says, oh, we need this for a public project.
It doesn't sound like that.
Maybe the windmills are a public project. But in that case, she would have to be compensated for the land under the law. Now, it may not be what we would consider fair market value, but the point is there would be some compensation in exchange for the property. So that wasn't even addressed in the call. So, I mean, I would maybe if the person calls in again and gives us more information, we could figure what's going on. But the point is, I think we have to be very, you know, careful with that. And always remember, make sure your name is on the deed.
Well,
and always remember
to
pay your taxes, because if not, the first thing the government's going to do is go in and confiscate the property and sell it. And
well, I'd asked her that question, and I don't recall what the exact answer was. Maybe she just kind of dodged around it, and I didn't take notice of it. But I ask her essentially, how did this cousin of yours get the ability to sign away your property?
Something like that.
No, she never answered that. And
okay.
That's exactly the – apparently she was able to do it because her name was on the deed. So that's it, and I feel sorry for the person that was stuck with 40 years of taxes. But the point is, you never should have been paying taxes unless your name was on the deed. It's very simple.
Frank, thanks
I mean,
for
if
calling
I can
tonight.
Get someone to pay my, if yeah. I have a mortgage and I can get someone to pay my mortgage for me owning the property, that's the way it is, you know.
Well said, sir. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Anybody who'd like to pay my property taxes, call in now.
Right. So, Mark, let's take the discussion back to the dogs. We last hour were talking about dog breeding. Taryn Lupo called in from lclreport.com to speak against it, and I took his position. I agree with where he's coming from. I think that...
You must acknowledge that it's just a personal preference thing. And that's why I have
personal preference.
That's why the whole notion of ostracizing, it's fine to ostracize to some degree for your personal preferences. I think it's a bit much to ostracize really strongly over your personal preferences, because I don't think Taryn's, a vegetarian. I don't think he doesn't wear leather. I don't think he sees animals as
equals.
Having equal rights or having certain rights that mustn't be abused.
Right.
I think it's a personal preference, dogs and cats, for understandable reasons. That's the culture he was brought up in and I was brought up in. And but on some level, you have to acknowledge it's sort of a personal preference, and so it's hard to get too upset about it.
That's how I feel about it. I mean, I'm not going to cut off a friendship because of it, but on the other hand, I might have a conversation about, well, why didn't you use that?
It's like my feelings toward my cat. It's not my cat, actually, but it feels like my cat because I was around her so much, is a personal preference. I mean, that cat is special to me. To the rest of the world, little black and white cat.
So, Mark, where did you want to go with this?
I had suggested that by not going to breeders and not purchasing dogs from breeders, and by not purchasing dogs from pet stores or anything, that you're subjecting those animals, those particular animals, to less than optimal circumstances, right?
Well, but they're already in those circumstances, and it's not my responsibility.
Oh no, I'm not suggesting that it's your responsibility.
Perpetuating
it's not
those
my responsibility. It's not your responsibility to do anything.
Right.
Okay?
And I don't want to contribute to perpetuating that. What you're saying is, well, if you care about those animals, you'd rescue them by buying them. And no, I'm not going to buy them because that supports what those people are doing, and I don't support what they're doing.
It supports those people, and that much is true. But what you're saying here is that screw the animal. I have a theory, and my theory is more important.
No, it's not screw the animal. It's I can only have so many animals, and when I'm going to get an animal, I'm going to the Humane Society. So it's not saying screw those animals.
That's
saying
he wants to help rescue animals, and that's how he's going to. Have his influence in the market is to help rescue those animals and not help support the market
rescue
of breeding more
of
animals
mind,
when
though.
There's so many. Well, I'm acknowledging it's personal preference thing.
Right. Well, but this is the point I'm making. I got my dog from a breeder, and the dog was 6 months old, less than optimal. Okay, like it's not a puppy anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't want a puppy. Personally.
And you paid $500 for it.
That's correct.
And it had health problems. It's very typical with bred dogs because of the inbreeding, and again, another thing I don't want to support.
That's true. Definitely, mutts are healthier.
You're making huge sweeping statements. It is not a true statement.
Bred dogs are more likely to get sick.
It is true. It is true for some breeds that are bred to, be very bizarre. If you keep a bunch of animals together in a close area, they're more likely to be ill. And that was the circumstance.
There are definitely health problems in general associated with particularly with highly bred inbred dogs.
Highly bred.
That's like, sure. I mean, but because crossing different types of genes together results in generally a better.
Sure.
Right, that's why
you're talking about breeds that are prolific, say golden retrievers or something like that, which is what mine is.
We're coming up here 800-259-9231. You haven't quite made your point, so we'll get back to that and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the news updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the lists. You can go and follow our Twitter or Facebook. You can also sign up for the old-fashioned email list as well. Head over to, and of course, that's actually the best way to keep up to date. The email still is the best way because Twitter, Facebook, unless you're there all the time, you might miss something. So go to news.freetalklive.com and take a pick.
MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. The optical transceivers are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They've got them in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com.
All right, we continue the discussion, and we'll jump right into your phone calls here in a moment. Mark, you're trying to you were trying to get to your point about dog breeding. I am opposed to it. I think that people should. I agree with Taryn Lupo that people should buy their dogs from the Humane Society, should acquire their dogs and their cats from the Humane Society, because I think it's tragic that those animals are allowed to, you know, just rot away essentially without having anybody come to take care of them. So, and I think it's absurd to pay hundreds of dollars for an animal when they're in such prolific supply.
Most animals at the Humane Society.
I'm not sure I would use such strong language.
Yeah, he's using terribly strong language.
I understand language. You, and I think I agree. I tend to have similar preferences to you in that regard, and I would again want to support the market in that way, and I would certainly encourage people to adopt from the Humane Society. It's a strongly encouraging too. I just don't want to use really strong, like almost moral. Oriented language about it, because I think it is, again, they're animals and we all have our preferences about how we look at animals.
And I don't think that there's that many. My experience with the Humane Society, maybe I'm wrong here, but my experience, and it is not a small amount of experience. My experience with the Humane Society is that the good animals get adopted. And that the bad animals, the ones that are bite crazy, can't be around kids, guard food, they're really not good for much of anything but guarding your junkyard.
You must certainly acknowledge there's like a bigger supply than demand in terms of those animals. There's probably a lot of those animals would be great pets.
Are we talking about cats or dogs?
Probably both.
I don't think I disagree on dogs. I think that I think that the most of the good dogs out there, the dogs that you can have with your family and kids, and are trainable and all that stuff. They're in high demand at the Humane Society. You go in one weekend, they're there. You go in the next weekend, they're gone. And that's my experience. Cats. There's cats everywhere. They're pests, they're bunnies.
They breed quickly and easily and out in the, yeah.
But it's the moralizing on animals by the people that would tell others how to handle animals that I don't exactly like. So there are people out there who will say, don't drink milk because they're taking away the baby cows from the mamas and that's how they get milk and milk is bad. But if you don't drink milk, people immediately stop drinking milk. The udders on these dairy cows will burst and those dairy cows will die.
So yeah, I just feel like the people that buy bred dogs are kind of more the snobby types.
That's your opinion. But here's the point I'm trying to make is I can have an opinion. I can say you're too skinny to breed, all right? And if you're hanging off of a cliff...
No worries, I've got a vasectomy.
Right. I understand, but
Because I support the idea of adoption. If I ever want a kid, I will adopt.
I agree with that. I think adoption's great, but I'm just telling you I can have a moral opinion that you're too skinny to breed, and if you're hanging off of a cliff, I can just say, you know what? I'm not going to do anything about this because this guy is too skinny to breed. Because it's my choice,
right? Supposed to apply to this discussion?
Yes, it is. You have no obligation.
You're venturing
to say that.
Into really the sort of the moral nihilist position, or
that's what
of
I think
arguing
this is.
Things from a moral position.
No, I'm not arguing that. I'm claiming that that whenever you get a dog and you love that dog, it's a very good and fine thing. What Ian's saying is that. Well, you can't get the bred dogs. It's not only snots, only bad, snooty people.
I think people who buy
out of joints would.
What about people who buy t-shirts that have big letters Tommy Hilfiger across the front of it?
That seems
ultra snobby to me.
Fine, I don't care.
I don't know if it's immoral.
Would you let them fall off a cliff because they had it on them?
And I'm like,
I'm saying that animals die because of that attitude.
It's the same thing that you bought your bred animal for $500 and it'd be like if I saw you with a Tommy Hilfiger t-shirt on, I'd be like, ugh, I can't believe you bought that t-shirt and paid way too much so it could have Tommy Hilfiger across the front and everyone could know that he got a designer t-shirt.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Right, don't hang off a cliff, skinny.
Not many cliffs around here, so I'll be all right. Let's go to Shane in Connecticut. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes. I was just actually on Free Talk Live, the chat, and they told me to introduce myself because I've had a hard time connecting with some of the Free Staters in Keene. So I requested as many of them as I've seen on Facebook, but it seems that a lot of the people that put Keene as their current place are actually not in Keene. So a lot of the responses I got were, hey, actually not in Keene yet, but I'm in Arizona or I'm in Texas or from other places. So, I was
so
actually,
you're saying there are a lot of people
really
on Facebook
like
that are.
Somebody.
You're saying there are a lot of people on Facebook that are listing themselves as in Keene, but they're not yet here.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's exciting. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's people want to be known as a Keeneite.
You know,
now we've made it popular.
Whether they're in Keene or not, so I could kind of get some like local info on restaurants, house prices.
I recommend
jobs,
that
you
head
you
over
know,
to.
And,
are you on the free Keene?
I've actually been there for a while, but it's
right.
So hard to actually find someone. You know, and actually.
I don't think
contact,
it's that hard. Maybe
to
just
meet with you.
It's possible you're not looking in the right place. There is the free Keene forum. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of people in Keene that are on the Free Keene
You've
forum.
You've been on the Free Keene forum and you can't find restaurants and people to hang out with?
Well, actually, I told a whole bunch of people I was going up there on Free Keene forum. I believe it was Free Keene forum.
Yeah, no,
and,
I think I may have talked
I think
to you
I read
on the
it
forum.
On BBS that you said that. And the people in the BBS are like, Rob!
Are you the one that brought and you camped and you're a motorcycle rider?
Oh, no, oh. That's not me. But I did read that one.
Okay, because someone came up and he said, I'm coming, and then the next message I saw that I understood was, I came and went. And I'm like, whoa, what, you were here? I didn't even, like, he didn't say when exactly. I thought he was, like, making these tentative plans and that he was going to say, oh, I'll be up there tomorrow. What are you guys doing? And I never saw a message like that.
Because
a lot of times people show up, there are people who showed up, put out a port 411, said, hey, I'm in Keene, you want to meet for lunch? And a dozen people show up to meet him for lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we got to know, though. I mean, we're not psychic, you know, and so
I actually I met someone in Keene on the town center on 420, and I actually requested the person on Facebook and I sent them a couple of messages, but I haven't gotten any response. And it's like, you know, did I give the person a bad impression? You know, am I that bad of a person who's, you know, they don't want to talk to me?
Maybe
I sent a couple other messages out to just, you know, random people with
post a public message on the Free Keene forum that you're going to be in touch
on houses, you know, if there's any rent to own houses and nothing. It seems
stop
like
for a second. Post a public message on the Free Keene forum and see what you'll have is the people who respond are the people who are sociable and eager to meet a new mover, and those are the kind of people, instead of just picking a couple of people at random that you know nothing about, post a public message on the Free Keene forum, and you'll have people who have time and who are sociable and want to come out and meet you, and there's a lot of them. They'll respond and say, I'm going to be in town on this day. What's a good place
statement.
For us to all have lunch or something?
Right, that's a general statement that's true of all across New Hampshire. If you're considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, then you post a message on whatever forum, whether it's the Free Keene forum or
NHFree?
NHFree.com or maybe some of the other forums out there, but those are the kind of the two main ones. And you post in advance, let people know when you're coming up, and you know what if you want to get together for dinner or whatever you want to do, and people will normally step up and get together. There was a guy here from Louisiana the other week. He called Port 411, left a message. I called him back, said, when do you want to get together? We put out the news that that people were getting together. Mark, you were there for that dinner. What do we have, a full 15 people?
Dozen or more.
So, yeah, head over to the Free Keene Forum, get to know people there, and then come on up again and try it again. Thanks for the call. Good luck. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. Listening options are available around the clock. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live and, of course, listen as it happens via our live streams, broadband and dial-up versions available, plus our webcam is there, and listen lines that allow you to listen around the clock via any phone that can dial long distance. It's all free for you, unless you have to pay for long distance, of course, with the listen lines. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, we just had a call from Shane in Connecticut airing some concerns about the movement up here in New Hampshire. As you know, those of us who are on this program moved here as a result of the Free State Project. The idea is a simple one and I think very powerful. Get liberty-oriented people together in the same place so they can get active and we can actually achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. freestateproject.org. In fact, they've got a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And sort of to emulate that, we created the 130 reasons to move to Keene, or actually more than that now. The list keeps growing.
It's going
to
grow again as soon as Keene Last Biscuit gets here.
Oh, yes, it will. Thank you for reminding me. I must update the list at that time. But
24-hour agorist-style food delivered.
Underground food delivery. I think underground communicates better to people what that means. So lots of great reasons to come to Keene. People read that, they get excited. And as in Shane's case, he came up for a visit, and I did look on the forum during the break, the Free Keene forum, which is where a lot of the activists hang out and talk online. And I remember there was a Shane that had registered there recently, a former Marine who had registered and had posted a few messages. And he did mention in a couple of his posts that he was planning on coming up and that he would be at 420. And I think that the 420 celebrations, for those that don't know, people have been smoking cannabis in Town Square now, the center of town, for months, and it's been an incredible civil disobedience success story. But maybe one of the problems here is there's miscommunication going on. And the 420 celebrations are an incredible success story. They're an amazing example of civil disobedience winning
essentially, because the cops leave us alone. The other night we had our nightcap, which you can be in the park anytime pretty much, smoke cannabis, and you'd be all right. It helps if you're with other people, but we had the nightcap the other night, the very first all-night cap. It went on all night long. We were at the park from like 11 at night to 4 in the morning, and we had cans of beer, and there were beers in the park fountain, keeping them a little cool because it was a warm night out. And we started waving at the cops as they would drive by, because they love driving by. It's the main street, yeah. So they're up and down it all the time. We actually got 5 waves from the cops throughout the night.
Outreach.
So, yeah, there you go.
Nice guys, and yeah. By and large, and they've decided to leave you go. You shouldn't say win. It is not a win. It's a stalemate.
No, it's a win. If you're able to smoke cannabis in public and break the law.
It's a battle won, not a war.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. And I think that when you say that they're nice guys, and I think that's a fair thing to say, it is always relative to other cops out there. They're still cops.
Sir.
And there are people out there who will chew my head off for saying anything nice at all about any cop anywhere. But frankly, I think that in a sense, we are creating probably what will be the best police force in the country in terms of being reasonable and professional and trying to be more like peace officers, because we are watching them
and
they're constantly non-cooperating against tyrannical behavior, and I think
we're getting
something approaching more like a peace officer, and I think it'll get better over time. I gotta give kudos in that sense relative to other police forces out there.
You mentioned the videoing thing, Mark. Actually, during the nightcap, at one point, I don't know why they did this, but they actually pulled somebody over on Main Street nearby where we were. So, of course, everybody puts down the drinks and gets the cameras out and walks over to keep an eye on things. And we asked the victims in the van if they wanted us to watch the situation. That's the first thing you do.
A bunch of drunk people with video cameras watching me.
If you're going to do a cop block, you always want to ask somebody, the victim of the police, if they actually want you there. Because in some cases, they don't. They feel embarrassed about what's happened to them, and they don't want you there with your cameras.
They may not realize that you're on their side either. Like, look, this video is for you, and no one's going to see it unless you want them to.
Maybe they don't. Some of them also like the police, and they feel good about being pulled over and like, whatever. If you don't want us there, we'll leave. But these people did. So we stayed there and we watched. And actually, while we were there watching this situation, there's another guy, a normal, regular Keniac, who happened to be out in front of his apartment, because there's apartments on Main Street, and he was out in front of his apartment with what appeared to be his girlfriend. And he walks up, and he says he strikes up a conversation with us. And, of course, you know, the word around town from the politicos is the inside the system people that are threatened by us. Is, well, everyone hates you. Get out of here, you free staters. Nobody likes you. The whole community hates you. Get out. Well, so this random guy walks up as we're doing this cop block. He walks up and he says something about libertarians, this and that. And you guys helped me out. A few years ago, I was pulled over on my motorcycle out in front of the local pizza establishment on Main Street. And you guys poured out of the restaurant to come out and keep an eye on things. And I remember I was there when that happened. Mm-hmm. And he was really friendly and was really glad that we were out there doing that same thing for that other guy. And he came out to let us know that he appreciated that way back in, you know, several years ago.
Yeah.
So it was
that's
a cool
just
moment.
It. Those people, you're not going to hear them making as many comments on Keen Sentinel and things. In response to an article, the really, you know, it's the squeaky wheel, you know, that you hear on those things.
Yeah.
Those people tend to be the most vocal. You're not going to get as many people who are favorable to you know, who are going, they're not going to be as loud.
So where I wanted to go with all this was that in the case of Shane, who just called in saying he showed up at the 420, he met some guy, tried to get him on Facebook, hasn't responded. Maybe that guy, I don't even know who it is, hasn't logged into Facebook. Not everybody is a daily user.
And most of the people at 420 are not free state or free keen activists.
That's a point I wanted to make. You can go out to the 420 celebration on any given day at 420, and 90%+ of the people there will not be the liberty activist community. Now, they're activists in their own way, that they're doing the disobedience, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But they're not the people that are going to show up.
They're certainly friendly with us. Yeah,
right.
But they're
they're not the people that are going to be at Dale's party on Saturday night. That kind of thing. They're not
a little overlap.
They're not in the immediate activist community. There are a handful of the people that have come to the 420s that have really turned into that, though. Like some locals that have come
and
to
over time, more and more. It seems like they get more involved with Free Keen. They're local people,
and they learn it, and they learn the message of liberty.
Predominantly local. local people at the 420 events. They're not Keniacs for the most part. The majority of them are locals.
Well, I consider Keniac to be anybody who's local, but they're not the Liberty activists. They're not deep into that community. So just showing up at 420 and expecting to be, you know, like to have a welcoming party or something like that, odds are good you didn't have maybe more than two Free Staters there, and if they don't know who you are, like they don't know
and
what
you
look like,
are.
And you don't know who they are, then it's going to be hard to make that connection.
Yeah.
So the way to get involved in the activism community here isn't to just, you know, quickly announce that you're going to show up, and then expect everything to happen for you.
Yeah.
It's to put some level of effort into getting to know the people in the community in advance, showing up at the Free Keen Forum, talking to people there, building some level
of
connection.
It'll certainly broaden the amount of people who will come out and see you, because I think there's the really more outgoing, really sociable types that if they hear a Port 411 and I'm going to be at Armadillo's at noon for lunch, or I'm going to be wherever, stop by, and they'll be half a dozen or more people who will come out and
on short notice on somebody
on
who they don't
notice.
Know. You're right about
right,
that.
But like you said, you're going to really broaden if people know you're coming ahead of time, then you'll have people, especially if they get a chance to get to know you a little bit, just a little bit on the forums. You introduce yourself, you have a little conversation on the forums and stuff. Then you can have people who will make a point to try and meet up with you when you're
right.
in town. They say, well, I can't come for lunch. I'm working, but maybe I can come for dinner, or maybe we can have a cup of coffee the next morning or whatever. And the idea is that, you know, they'll know, they'll have a feeling of who you are and they'll want to come out and meet you.
Yes.
But,
so
you know,
the more
we're
connections
all people.
You can make. The more connection you can make in advance, the better. So it takes a little bit of time. And then you have to kind of market yourself a little bit. I mean, you have to post a message in advance before you're coming, send something to the Port 411 service. That allows you to call a phone number. You leave a message, and then that message is blasted out to hundreds of recipients. That increases your chances of having people show up. So it's not that if people don't know you're coming and don't know who you are, then that's going to reduce your odds of making
you know
that connection.
On a side note, I just love that the term Keniac has caught on. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that came up with that.
I'm going to lay claim to it.
I don't think so.
I think I did it before you moved
here.
I'll give you credit, Dale.
I brought it up on the New Hampshire Underground Forum a while back, and I'll try to dig up that message.
Well, the fact that you wrote it down and I didn't write it down,
okay,
now you win.
Yeah, well,
makes a difference. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remaining. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Join Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Though, Dale, at some point you're going to be promoting a new website, aren't you?
I'm going to be promoting an In Your Head Productions website, and I'm also available for doing logos and cartoons for hire and stuff like that.
And folks can contact you through anarchyinyourhead.com.
That's right. Perfect. There will be an In Your Head Productions website. We've already got the space for it, the server and the URL and all that. I just have not had a chance to program it yet.
You're moving from the world of pictures to motion pictures. You're
That's right.
Turning yourself into a filmmaker.
The first movie in the run is Intense, which is teenagers being chased in the woods by a crazed killer.
It's good. I like the script.
I've heard this plot line before.
You've heard the script, right?
Mm-hmm. You haven't heard this plot line before, Mark. It takes teenagers running through the woods, and it turns it on its head. There's a little twist, at least one twist.
Yeah, it's like I like to tell people it's spam in the woods, but then you find out there's more to it, yep. Hopefully.
Yeah. If you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you could have participated in a reading of that.
That's correct.
That's good. So we're talking about the activist movement here in New Hampshire, activists coming here as part of the Free State Project, and there are some issues. I mean, there are some problems that need to be ironed out, some miscommunications and things that need to be resolved. You mentioned something during one of the breaks, Dale, about a misunderstanding.
Yeah, and I'm sort of repeating that without going into too much about it, because I don't know that the conversation was meant to be repeated, whether it was in confidence or not. But the opinion was expressed that Free Keen might be kind of oversold. You know, that someone could have some sort of misimpression about, you know, what exactly is it's about or whatever. You know, and I think the thing is, maybe it's hard for us to be objective because we're here and we know everything. And, you know, you can know a subject really well, but not necessarily be able to teach it.
Right. What does it look like from the outside?
You have to be able to understand that the other person is coming from a position of ignorance and they don't know everything you know, and you have to lower yourself down to what they do know communicate. Yeah.
Yeah. What does it look like to somebody who's on the outside? What are the impressions they're getting? How realistic are they? That kind of thing.
Right.
And I can understand where those folks would be coming from, because there's a lot of buzz about Keene. I mean, clearly we promoted on this radio program because we all live in the area. And the civil disobedience movement is fairly strong here, and so therefore the videos make the rounds on the internet. The people in the liberty movement, when I was at Porkfest, people were talking about how they're paying attention. You know, they're watching. Maybe they aren't signed up for the Free State Project yet, but they're watching, and they're specifically watching what's going on in Keene. And so there certainly is some level of excitement and buzz around what's happening.
Part of that is because so much media is coming, is being the focus here.
Sure.
And so that's what people hear first, and, you know, it's understandable.
Right. And you know, I've chosen the tagline for FreeKeen.com as New Hampshire's Liberty Activist Destination. And, well, that could have different meanings, right? Because clearly liberty activists are moving all across New Hampshire.
Well, the other side of – actually, before I forget to mention this, because I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen before we run out of time. But the other side of sort of it being oversold is that as good of a marketing tactic as, you know, is it – versus, say, you know, how do I put this? Like – you know, just doing sort of just doing and just talk and, you know, keeping the message out there about what's going on so that people see it and want to become involved instead of selling it so hard. Like, oh, you need to come here, instead of saying, you know, just doing it and it sells itself, you know, in a way.
I think you got to sell yourself.
I think you got to sell yourself. You got to promote. That's why FreeKeen, one of the reasons why FreeKeen exists is to promote the idea of people.
I'm just bringing it up for the debate. I'm not expressing an opinion one way or the other.
I got you. And people are going to have their opinions about what we do, right? And there are going to be a variety of opinions about that. But I think to some extent it's a legitimate concern, the idea that that it may seem like there's more happening here than not. I mean, let's give a reality check. Fact is, there are really only a few dozen people that that live around here that are seen on a regular basis. Maybe there are more people living in the Keene area that I don't know about, but as far as the people that come out to things and do things...
Really regularly, yeah, a few dozen.
A few dozen people. So what we're talking about here is a burgeoning ground-level movement that is really still in the very early stages. I mean,
is likely...
I think that might be a misperception, that there's this, like, hundreds of people or more. It's a few dozen really passionate people that are very active.
Keene is the place
and
to
sociable.
Be if you care about liberty activism, because it's the biggest area for liberty activism sort of per capita. However, that doesn't mean that it's a big area for liberty activism.
Compare a few dozen people that come out really regularly for liberty activism and social events and stuff to your local last libertarian meetup you had in your town.
In your town. Yeah, the impact.
But you have more than two or three people.
Right. The impact of the people here, the impact of those few dozen is far greater than a dozen folks wherever you come from. So,
yeah.
So comparatively,
if you have a dozen,
exactly,
that's the dozen is probably the annual meeting, right?
If you have a dozen that are willing
your
to do anything,
your monthly meeting is two or three. Come on,
if you've got a dozen that are willing to do anything beyond meet, like the libertarians in Sarasota, Florida, didn't have a problem meeting on a regular basis.
Meet and complain about government,
right? It was just doing anything besides meeting that was really the issue. So comparatively, at least from my experience, here it's like a whole world of activism. But in reality, it's not like the week is loaded with activist stuff to do. There's some stuff. We've got our calendar. The calendar lists some of the things we're doing. It's mostly social events,
If you look on the calendar, the fact that you can find like a regular – there's like regular weekly events three times a week.
Yeah.
And then there's more stuff that's not regular.
There's court trial and things like that that people go out to and – so things come up,
if you're planning a visit, you can look on the calendar and see, and probably see something overlapping with your visit, and just show up, you know, or you may have to ask, oh, where does that take place?
Right.
On the forum, and you'll get an answer. And
it's always good to announce in advance, as we were discussing earlier, say hello, introduce yourself, etc. But I think it's important to have realistic expectations. You know, this is the Free State Project hasn't even officially begun as far as the official move. Like, there's only a few hundred people that have moved in all across the state. So you've got it's not the biggest of states, but still that diffuses out the amount of people is diffused out. There's probably only a few dozen people in
some people
area.
Are waiting to hit the 20,000 number. Yeah. They're obsessed with the 20,000 number before they move, and you know, we're over halfway there now. We'll get there.
So I hope that we've addressed that. Is it oversold? I don't know. I agree with Mark. You've got to sell. And I'm more than willing to sell Keene in whatever way I possibly can, because I think it's an exciting opportunity. I think it's an exciting place to live, full of interesting people, and there are more coming here all the time. So that's why we've got FreeKeene.com. That's the whole purpose of the website, is to advertise this one area. And finally, the folks up in Grafton, they've now got FreeGrafton.com, so maybe we'll start to
they've
see.
They've got something to hoot about, too, up there, you know, as far as – maybe I was overstating as far as, you know, liberty activism. In a way, Grafton can
make quite a claim. They had a recent pretty big growth spurt, actually.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of people. The population is very small.
There.
There are probably that several dozen movers up there. They hold political office.
And it's important to think about that. Like, there's more movers in overall to Manchester, but that's a really big city, mm-hmm. like massively bigger than Keene.
Four
and
times.
It's very disproportionate. I mean, there are more people in Manch than in Keene, but it's disproportionate to population. I think there's a lot. And the same thing in Grafton. Like, you know, for the population, it's really
a lot.
Yeah,
you're going to make a big, you want to make a big splash, you can move to Grafton because there's
if you don't mind being rural.
Right, if you don't mind being in the woods. If you want to live in a more of an urbanized area, then Keene, I think, is probably the best
choice.
And
some people greatly desire to be out in the woods, and especially libertarian types. And, and they're willing to give up, you know, broadband, internet, so that they can do that.
Well, the nice thing about New Hampshire is there's woods everywhere. So if you decide that you want to, you know, live out in the woods, you've got plenty of woods from which to choose.
Yeah, yeah. I basically live in Keene, although it's a different town, and I live in the woods.
Yeah. So I hope that we've addressed that, and I don't know what the best way to deal with these objections are, because I went and I updated the 130 reasons to move to Keene, because the 420 celebrations is one of the top ones there. So people see that, they get excited by it, and I added something to it saying, look, notice, this is not a mostly activist-oriented event. This is an event that involves mostly locals,
yep.
So don't just show up at the 420s and expect to have a welcoming party for you. You've got to reach out to people. And the Free State Project even has, for those of you that aren't just considering Keene, looking at other places, you know, you probably should compare, but the Free State Project has welcoming wagons. They have the welcoming committee, so yep. You can reach out
Seacoast,
to them.
Seacoast, Concord, Manch. Yeah.
There are people in every area of the state who have stepped up to be the kind of the reps, if you will, from for the welcoming committee in each area. And so if you go through the Free State Project's website with their welcome wagon, you get in touch with them, say, hey, I'm thinking about coming up here and I want to meet some people, or we're going to move up and we need somebody to help us move in, and they will help facilitate that. I don't know how efficient they are at it, because, you know, it's a volunteer organization and you get what you get with that. But that's a one way to reach out. So if you're thinking about going to the Seacoast or Concord or something like that, go to the Free State Project website, find the welcome wagon, and reach out to those folks and let them know you're coming up. You've got to communicate with people to let them know that you're going to come up here if you want to be welcome. But it's a great place to be, and I'm so glad I'm here.
Happiest years of my life since I moved to New Hampshire, and especially Keene.
Oh, it's so much fun. The people are the best, and there's so much excitement, so much happening. So come on up and add to it, because, man, again, it is still a ground floor opportunity. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.